You're listening to a podcast from 702.
All right, let's look at the major stories you need to pay attention on from the rest of the continent. Of course, you will have heard that Christel Orderson has been in Nigeria these last couple of weeks. That election is now over. She's on her way back to South Africa from Abuja, where she was yesterday when we spoke to her. So she can't talk to us live now because she's somewhere flying over the continent. But she sent us a voice note talking and focusing on really two issues. The Nigerian election is over, as I say. International observer groups saying generally free, but they're worried about violence as the result, of course, as the country waits for the result. And the US has issued travel bans for senior DRC politicians, including the head of the country's election body. And that means, of course, that election is still at least has questions around it from the Americans.
We start off in Nigeria, of course, where the different election observer groups had released their statements. We know that the African Union said that the election was generally peaceful. The Commonwealth Observer Group that I was part of noted that election-related violence and loss of life, which occurred in a number of places, was deeply troubling. And we said that Nigeria can do better because we believe violence has no place in the modern democracy, and those responsible should be held accountable. We've also encouraged all political parties to honor their commitments in the National Peace Accord and reject violence, as of course we await a result. We do see that the U.S. observer mission said that because the delay in that election, it damaged public confidence in the process and probably reduced the voter turnout. Now, the U.S. National Democratic Institute and International Republican Institute observers said that it was highly probable that the postponement of the vote had a negative effect on the voter turnout and also undermined public confidence in the electoral body. Now, it wasn't immediately clear how low the voter turnout or the abrupt delay might have affected the chances of either main candidate, President Buhari or Atiku Abubakar, or the credibility of the result. Now, the local observer group, the Situation Room, they had about 70 civil society groups. They said more than 39 people had been killed in election-related violence and over 260 in all since the start of the campaign in October. But they said that the election took place in a generally peaceful environment. The election body, INEC, is set to give some indication of when the final results will be announced later today. But it's a really complicated process. But of course, political parties want an announcement. But I think the electoral body have to be very careful and mindful to ensure that the result that they announce is legitimate and credible and will be accepted by the people of Nigeria.
That's Christel Orderson there with a voice note. As I said, she's traveling from Abuja, where she was an election observer in those Nigerian elections.